Good morning. It's Friday, the 5th of April. I'm your host, Helen Femi Williams, and this is the This Week in FinTech news briefing.
This Week in FinTech.
In product launches, Visa announces groundbreaking payment solution. OpenYield launches full automated marketplace for bond trading. Netherlands debuts with innovative financial management app. In other news, Chase Bank unveils new strategy to let advertisers target customer based on spending. A third of EU banks lag behind in instant payment implementation. JP Morgan introduces new wealth planning tool. Royal Bank of Canada faces challenges in reducing fossil fuel lending. CFPB to investigate credit card reward programs after consumer complaints. And spotlighting FinTech. Rappi to invest over $100 million in Mexico. Revolut secures operating license in Mexico. MasterCard enhances e-commerce strategy with tokenized checkout in Australia. In the partnership corner, Moody's collaborates with Truebiz to automate merchant risk assessment. And MasterCard teams up with Mono for payment innovations in Nigeria. And lastly, the bad news. Banking as a service firm, Piermont and Sutton Bank, scale back due to enforcement actions. And Lightspeed Commerce announces cost reduction amid focus on profitable growth. That's This Week in FinTech. All right, let's crack into it. In this week's FinTechnary, which is the dictionary definition of a FinTech word, we're cutting straight through to K. And we've got a heavyweight on our hands. KYC. That's know your customers, folks. It's not just some corporate buzzword. It's actually the bedrock of trust and safety in the fintech arena. KYC is where the rubber meets the road in financial services, ensuring that Joe Bloggs is actually Joe Bloggs and not someone laundering money under a fake name. This process is key to unlocking the financial fraud against the bad actors, keeping the fintech ecosystem clean and legit. But hold up, it's not just about playing defense. KYC is actually getting a major facelift with the latest fintech wizardry. We're talking AI, machine learning, the works. And these aren't just fancy tech upgrades. They're revolutionizing KYC, making it slicker, quicker, and tighter with a drum. Real-time checks? Yes, please. It's like KYC went from digital up to broadband overnight, all thanks to smart tech and tweaks. Now, this evolution is making waves beyond fintech, tightening the screws on what documents fly for getting your KYC ticked off. Gone are the days of using just an old utility or bank statement. It's a big leap towards more secure, foolproof verification, pushing the envelope on how we protect identity in the digital age. Yet, with all great leaps comes hurdles. The shift towards more stringent KYC requirements, especially with the latest curveballs in mutual fund KYC docs in India, has sparked a bit of a tussle. Finding the sweet spot between ironclad security and smooth user experience is the name of the game. But here's the kicker. Digital KYC is not just a distant dream. It's happening right here, right now. It's a game changer for financial inclusion, making it easier for folks everywhere to jump into the financial fray with nothing but a smartphone in hand. So what's the big picture? KYC is more than just a regulatory hoop to jump through. It's the cornerstone of a digital financial world where trust is currency. It's ensuring that the fintech playground plays safe, secure, and open for all to enjoy. That's a wrap on K for KYC, slicing through the fintech noise with the clarity you crave. Stay locked in as we dive deeper into the fintech alphabet soup, unraveling the mysteries one letter at a time. Fintech events you need to know about. It's New York FinTech Week, and we have a lot of events to show for it. So on the 8th of April, next Monday, we have the New York FinTech Coffee Morning from 8:30 to 10:30. That same day in the evening, we have the New York FinTech Week kickoff party happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Next day, This Week in FinTech and Obvious Ventures is hosting a breakfast, 8:30 to 10:30. And also, Unit Fireside Chat is also happening 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on that same day, the 9th of April. And lastly, FinTech Cruise with Sayson and Citi happening 6:30 to 11 p.m. on the 24th of April. To find out about any of these exciting events, go to our website thisweekinfintech.com/events. Hey listeners, we've got a quick break now for a message from the wonderful team at WorkTrip. Now, we all know FinTech is highly competitive. The race is on to get that investment, secure the best talent, and expand rapidly into new customer segments and geos. But which leverer can offer competitive advantages and 10 times your goal velocity? Well, think about operational efficiency in the new world of work. The future of work is distributed, but few leaders know how to do it well. That's creating friction and making it harder for leaders like you to achieve your biggest milestone. Sound familiar? Well, happily, the team at WorkTrip are tracking this problem. They've helped distributed teams to connect in real life all year round. How do they do this? By curating the world's best offsite venues and facilitators so you don't have to, and by turning all the latest research on high-performance teams into simple, actionable guidance for you to keep your team connected and on track. For a company of 150, this is delivering an average of $700,000 value in team productivity each year. And with customers like Multi Venues, Tax Scouts, and Finance Unlocked, you'll be in great company. If you're thinking of booking an offsite or team gathering, we recommend giving WorkTrip a shout. Go to worktrip2ps.com. That's worktrips2ps.com to get started. In this week's edition of Signals, we're diving headfirst into the thick of it with Sophie Vaux's latest piece, Q1, the EU illegalized crypto laundering. As usual, Vaux's pen cuts through the fintech noise, offering a deep dive into the shifts of the first quarter of 2024. Straight off the bat, Sophie sets the stage with a comprehensive roundup that's just not just about the figures, which, by the way, paint a stark picture of fintech's current landscape, but also understanding the undercurrents shaping the industry itself. With over $5 billion raised across fintech in Q1, there's a noticeable dip from previous quarters. However, it's not just the numbers alone that grab your attention. It's the why and it's the how. Sophie doesn't just throw stats at you. She guides you through the evolving narrative of fintech. The decline in fundraising isn't just a number. It's a reflection of market sentiment, investor caution, and perhaps a different approach to betting on the future of finance. Yet, it's not all doom and gloom. She also highlights the sector drawing PE firms and the surge in rounds raised, suggesting a vibrant, if cautious, investment environment. But it's her take on the EU's hard stance against crypto laundering that stands out. As someone knee-deep in the fintech trenches, the move from Brussels doesn't just signal regulatory tightening. It's a defining moment that could reshape the crypto landscape. Sophie's analysis isn't just informative, it pays attention to the shifting sands between our feet. So, if you want to read the full article, or you're just a casual observer in the industry, then head to This Week in FinTech and sign up to Signals. It's our paid subscriber read.